So the topic of the shiur is, strangely, the nature of the prohibition to hit a parent. The shiur, of course, is in memory of my dear mother, Aleha Shalom. And as you know, I give a shiur about Kibud Av Ve'Em yearly around the Yahrzeit. But the topics of Kibud Av Ve'Em are limited. So I decided this year to take a different angle. The nature of this interesting iser of striking a parent, the source, for sure, my father, my in-laws, the source of this of the punishment for one who strikes a parent is found in the first makar in Shmos Chaf Aleph, Makeh Aviv Imo Mos Yumatz. The Torah tells us if a person hits a parent, and Chazal understand, that means you have to hit in such a way that you draw blood. Your chovel. So I want to ask a very basic question in terms of the nature of this halacha of hitting a parent. And that is this fundamentally part of the world of makeh chavera? We know there's a prohibition to hit any Jew. And it could be when you hit a parent, it's worse. So there's an iser to hit anybody, and you hit a parent, it's worse. So instead of just paying chamisha dvarim, nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, and boshes, you also have a chiyuv of misa associated with this prohibition. Or alternatively, this might be a totally different type of iser. This might be part of the world of kibud av ve'em, and that's why I would be giving this year. And on the other side, it's really a kibud av ve'em topic. It's not an iser of makah chavero, and just it's your parents, so it's more chomer, but really it's an iser connected to kibud av ve'em, klilas kavod ve'em, all the various isurim and mitzvahs associated with a relationship with a parent. I think this tension in understanding this halacha is already apparent in the Mefarshim on Chumash. So if you look at Rashi on the spot, Rashi says, "Lefisha lamanu al chovel lechaveru shu betashlumin v'lo v'misa hutzrach lomar al chovel v'aviv shu v'misa." Rashi tells us, "I would have thought that just like you hit anybody, you're chayev X. So maybe when you hit a parent, it's the same thing." Torah has to say, "No, you hit a parent, it's more chamor." So certainly the havamin of Rashi is that it would be just like any other iser to hit any person. And then the maskana is, no, it's more chamor. But it's not clear in Rashi what the maskana is, but it could be that Rashi holds that fundamentally it's really part of the general iser of hitting. And when you hit a parent, it's more chamor. But if you contrast that to Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, who's one of the Balei HaTosfos, who also wrote a parish in the Torah, he quotes a drasha from Chazal that we don't have, or I haven't found at least. The drasha is, Mak aviv imo l'rabos isha. The drasha, the way it appears here in Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel, is that there's a special rivoy to tell you that even if a woman hits her parents, she's also chayav, not only a man. We have similar drashas in terms of Rashi's parsha, ish imo vav tiro, the Rashi brings down, even a woman is obligated to fear her parents. But by Maka, I haven't found in a Chazal, but he quotes this Chazal, and he says, oh, what's the Havamina? Well, exactly, why would I think it's different? So he asks that, Lamali hash hishva kosov isha l'ish, so Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel asks, why would I think that a woman who strikes a parent is patur? So since a woman who is married is more limited in her ability to do kibud av ve'em, a woman who's married has responsibilities to her family, she can't always be there for her parents, and that's the halacha accepts that reality. So you'd think that just like she can't always be there for her parents, she can also strike her parents, which is a very strange havamina. But obviously, the direction he's going in is that this is part of the world of kibud av ve'em. If it was part of the iser to hit any person, just more chamor, you would never have such a havamina.
No, I think he's suggesting that she would be permitted, just that she would be chayav.
She would be chayav misa. Okay. Thank you. There is a different approach, though, to understand this halacha. And that's found here in the Nachlas bin Yamin. He was a German Achron, 17th century, Rav bin Yamin Wolf. He wrote a Minchas Chinuch type sefer on the Chinuch. And he writes the following. Source number 4. V'ha de hechmira Torah v'haka aviv. Why is there such a chomer onesh associated with hitting a parent? Chiv misa. Mishum dechil kvodam yesh b'zesrach avod azara. Hibuch mikavod av ve'em. Diyesh bo haras alachduso yisparach. So Chazal seem a connection between honoring a parent and honoring God. And when you strike a parent, it's like you're slapping Hashem in the face. It's some type of avodah zara. The Medrash says that when Hashem said Anochi, the first one of the Seres Divros, so people were a little cynical, maybe he's just asking for his kavod, then he got to keep it of aim. So it's clear that Hashem's doing it because it's the best for us to follow the mitzvos. And the Chazal assume that there's a connection, like I said, between honoring a parent and honoring God. So when you strike a parent, it's like you strike God. Amar Torah, Mak Aviv Ima, you must. Therefore, you have to. The punishment is so severe because it's like striking God. Achein la high time amayshna dafkam osa chavura. If that's the reason, why should it be only if you draw blood from the parents? If you hit without blood, you're not chayiv. Mishum hachi lachiva Torah ki im ba osa chavura motzi dam. So he goes on to change his perspective, and he suggests that maybe striking a parent and drawing blood is like murder. This is something we are familiar with in the world of Hilchos Shabbos. If you draw blood, it's like murder. The Isser on Shabbos is shochet. And yet when you draw blood, you violate shochet. How is that? Because if you take just a little bit of blood, is that really like you killed him? So we generally say not. But halachah ichmira Torah devade havi lemixas anefesh kichol anefesh havi lekichol ish kiyake kol nefesh adam. So the Nachas Binyamin suggests that striking a parent is a sniff of the iser ritzicha, a very mechudish idea. I'm going to leave it for now. I'm going to focus on the two initial suggestions I made. That mak aviv is either part of the world of hitting another person, just this person is a parent, and therefore it's a more chamor iser, or possibly Maka Aviv is part of the world of Kivut Av'Eim. Just like if you honor a parent, if you hit a parent, you're not honoring, you're dishonoring them. And therefore, your violation of this Isser of Maka Aviv, it's not really connected to the world of Maka Chavero. It's a unique halacha that's rooted in the world of Kivut Av'Eim. So just, I'll try to move the computer if you can see on the screen. I have over here a basic Chakira, Maka Aviv, or Imo. Question is it part of the world of Chovel, the Chavero? Is it part of the world of a general Isser to hit people? Or is it an Isser, is it part of the world of Kibbut Av'Eim, broadly speaking? And I want to explore a couple of nachminas to this question. The first is the question of the Azhara. We have a general principle, the Gemara tells us in numerous places, that in Onshin, Elim Kein Mazhiri, which means that you can't punish if there's no warning. The Torah only tells us if you hit a parent, you're chayv mizah. It doesn't say you shouldn't hit a parent. There's no pasuk that says don't hit a parent. There's no law, which is odd because we have a principle in onshin, elyon kein mazhirin. That's kibud. That's a mitzvah essay. The Rishonim did look and find drashas to as a source for the isser. Where does it say in the Torah you can't hit a parent? At first glance, it doesn't seem to say at all you can't hit a parent. It only says that if you hit a parent, you're chayiv. And that's quite odd. So if you look here, source number 7, the Rosh, he quotes a pasuk. What's the source that there's a prohibition to hit a parent? This week's parsha. Towards the end of this week's parsha, it says, Maka behema yeshalmena. Umaka adam yumas. If you hit a person, you die. When do you die? When you hit a person? So the Rosh decided, again, I don't know if there is a source of Chazal for this, that this pasuk is the azhara, the prohibition of hitting a parent.
How is it better than the pasuk itself?
Pardon?
How is it better than Maka
Avivimo? You're saying it's only a...
It doesn't say don't do it.
It doesn't say don't do it. That's a good question.
Extra?
Right, I didn't think about that. It's a good kasha. You're saying it doesn't actually say explicitly you shouldn't do it. It's a good kasha. I'm not sure. The Rambam also was bothered by this. If you look at the Rambam in source number 5, the Rambam says in Shin Yud Tes, the 319th mitzvah, the Losa say, Shitzis haranu mihakos avim. There's a prohibition to hit a parent. But there's no pasuk that tells us where this is prohibited. The Torah only tells the punishment, doesn't tell us the prohibition. So where's the prohibition? We learn it just like by Mikhail Lavi. There's an iser to curse any person. There's a special iser to curse a parent. But where does it say that you shouldn't curse a parent? V'zeki kfar bi'arnu b'mitzvah sheshloshmos shenu uzharim al kol ish mi'yisrael shelo hakoso. For avi v'chal, you shouldn't hit any person. For loshen mechilta maka avi v'imo mos yumas onu shamanu uzhar lo shamanu v'tamu lomar arbaim yakenu lo yosif. Harei dvarim kal v'chomer. Im ish mi'yisrael hakoso harei hu muzar shelo hakoso ish mi'yisrael shelo hakoso dinu shehu yemuzar shelo hakoso. So the Ram assumes that there's a drush kal v'chomer that teaches that if you can't hit a regular person, you certainly can't hit a parent. So it's the Azhara isn't explicit. It's learned misvara. It's learned from a Kal v'Chomer. The Ramban there argues and says, why are you counting this as a mitzvah b'chal? There shouldn't be a mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs not to hit a parent. Because the mitzvah is not to hit any person, and a parent is just one type of person. And the Ramban argues there's even no need for a Kal v'Chomer. It's just when the Pasuk says, Lo Yosef, that you can't hit a person's Chayv Malkus, so the Pasuk is telling you that you shouldn't hit any person, and a parent is a person. And therefore, there's no need for a special mitzvah, there's no need for a special Azhara. Fundamentally, a parent is like any other person. Since a parent is a parent, there's a special Chayv Misa. That's what the Ramban writes. I'll read it inside, source number 6. Vani Omer, Kevin Dasharas Avos, Biklala Vaka Loba Eleinu, Eli Pnei Shehem Bichal Yisrael. Shesiranu al kulam, a parent is a regular Jew. And therefore, just like you can't hit or curse a regular Jew, you can't hit or curse a parent. Even though there's a special, unique punishment, they shouldn't be counted as separate mitzvos. The mitzvos are chiyuvim, lavin, esin, not onshin. Kain, she'ein barkas avos v'klasan ela halavin ha'nemarim v'chlal kol adam, she'ein kololan ha'av v'zuloso. V'im kain, heich yimnu ha'ishim echad echad. So the Ramban says, I don't understand the Manushach. The Rambam, you're counting it as a separate mitzvah, but you're telling me the source is Maka Chavira. If it's Maka Chavira, so it shouldn't be a separate mitzvah. So we really have three opinions here. You could say that really it's a separate lav and a separate mitzvah. You could say, like the Ramban, that it's the same lav, the same mitzvah. And the Rambam seems to be a middle sheet there, where the Rambam says on one hand it's a separate mitzvah, and yet it's the same lav, or it's a Kal v'Chomer. Here it's in the Sefer Mitzvah, it sounds like it's a Kal v'Chomer, and in Mishnah Torah it sounds like it's actually the same lav mamish, which is a little more problematic. But either way, we have a question here, really two questions, the question of minyan and mitzvos, and the question of the Azhara. So I'll put it on the board here. First, Achimina. What is the Azhara? What is the source of the prohibition? The Torah only tells us the Onesh, the punishment. And secondly, do you count it in minyan mitzvah? Does it deserve to be counted as a separate mitzvah? So if I assume that's part of the general prohibition of Maka Chavero, so then it would make good sense to say that it would not be counted as a separate mitzvah, Ota mitzvah, and the same prohibition, and the same mitzvah as a regular Isser to hit another Jew. But if it's a unique halacha, it makes sense that it counts as a separate mitzvah of Niyatzma, and it would probably require a Azhara, Miyuchedet, a special unique source to tell us that it's Isser to hit a parent. Yes?
I'm not.
I think there's no question that if you hit a parent, you also violate kavod, and you also violate mora. It's a bitul kavod, bitul mora. Whether or not mora is just an essay or an iser essay, that's an interesting question. I spoke about that one year. But either way, it's not going to be mamash and azhara. An azhara is don't hit. We need a pasuk that says don't hit a parent. In order to punish, it has to be explicit. So we need to find a source. So the Rosh finds his source. Josh pointed out that the source doesn't seem to really say explicitly don't do it. So it's almost like another onesh. But the Rambam has a Kal v'Chomer. The Ramban says, no, there's no need for a source, because if the source of not hitting a Jew is the same source, we shouldn't hit a parent.
Parents are within the category of people who you should be hitting, as opposed to bringing a the world of Q.A.
I think the Raman fits very well, that it's really not connected to Q.A. The Rosh, let's say.
The pursuit of an Azhara, when the formulation of the Azhara is coming from the language associated.
Right, right. The Lashon of the Rosh, again, you have to understand, the Makkah Adam Yumas, it's emphasizing the Makkah, the Enechanami. It's a good point. The second nafkamina that I want to explore is the question of Hakab Rishus. If your parents give permission for a child to hit them, is that permissible? So the Sheiltos says in source number 8, Ta'av Shemachal Al Kvod, Kvod Amachal. Parents can be mochel under kavod. Most of us don't stand up for our parents because the parents are mochel. So the Sheiltos says, Hanimili Bichvodo Val Hakasa V'Klalasolo. If the parent says, I give you the right to curse me, I give you the right to hit me, it doesn't work. The Mechila doesn't work. But the Michas Chinuch seems to argue with this. Look at the Michas Chinuch, source number 9. V'nira la yisdaiti dezeh shechiva Torah v'make avi v'imo o b'chavero haynu dafka b'lo rishus. Avalim avi v'imo o chavero omrim lo sheyakem o sheikilem v'eino over b'lav hazeh v'eino chayev malkos v'lo misa. So just to put this on the board, we have a question of hakav v'rishus. Person hits with permission. The parent gives permission to the child to hit them. Is that permissible? The Michas Chinuch says it's permissible, and the Sheiltos says it's aser. This is actually very nogeh halacha l'maisa when parents, kids have to administer medical things for the parent. If the parent needs a shot or the like, sports. So sports also potentially. If you're playing sports, there's an implicit mechila. Can you play sports against your kids? You have to be choshesh. So this is a whole sugya. I'm not going to get into right now. But does Mechila work? So I thought it's interesting. If you look at Rav Perlau in his parish on the Sefer HaMitzvah of the Rasag, source number 10, he says, of course Mechila should work. He agrees with Michas Chinuch, and he explains why. The source for Maka Aviv is learned from the Pasuk of Maka Chavero, like the Raman writes. If you're allowed to hit your friend when he gives you permission, we're playing sports. It's understood that when you play sports, there'll be fouls. It's part of the. When you get onto the court, you know that there's a chance somebody may hit you, and you're mocha. So says that Rav Perlau, if you're allowed to play sports with your friends, you can also play sports with your parents, right? In Kane, Av Maka Aviv Kane. So it's interesting. I thought that Rav Perlau connects it to the Makar. He says, well, since it's part of the same Isser of Maka Chavero, so of course Mechila works. Just like you can be Mokal on Hakav Chavero, so too you can be Mokal on Hakav of a parent. What does the Sheiltos think? Sheiltos thinks that Hakav and Klala aren't subject to Mechila. It doesn't help that there was Mechila. So maybe he thinks that it's connected to the world of Kiravim. Obviously, Kibbutz Eim is subject to Mechila, so you have to say more than that. Bizayan, you can be mochel on the cover, you can't be mochel on Bizayan. There are some Rishonim who write that explicitly. I think that's probably the pshat in the Sheiltos. So just write it on the board here. Hakav Rishos, it's part of Chovel Chavero, so Mechila works. Mechila should work just like by Chavero. Again, it's not Mucha, you might say, since it's apparent, Mechila doesn't work. With the Pashas, it should work. Whereas if it's part of Kibbutz Eim, so I would say, maybe Mechila would work. Again, Mechila works by Kavod, but by Bizayan, the one we show him right, you can't have a parent, you can't call your parent by his first name, even if he says it's okay. Because it's Bizayan, and therefore Bizayan doesn't work, you can't be Mechila, doesn't work for Bizayan. Okay, moving on, those on Zoom, you're welcome to ask questions if you like. I want you to feel connected. You can't have the refreshment, so at least you can have the. You have a question over here? Yeah.
Is there any distinction between if there's. Chabura and not chabura, and how you define
the Isser is the Mechiv Misa with the chabura.
Right. So if you don't have a chabura, is the mitzvah categorized?
Right. So that's an interesting nafkamina. I was thinking of putting it on the sheet. I didn't find so many sources about that, but I was thinking in that direction. That if you strike a parent and there's no chabura, is it like the regular Isser of striking any person? Or you say, no, even that's more chamor. The pashas is more chamor. You have to ask why, but that's certainly a direction to think in. Another nafkamina, the next one on the sheet, is a question of shaliach bezdin lahakos aviv, a person who works in a court. So sometimes the people in the court have to punish the nidon. So the question the Gemara raises is, Hedrin Pehei, what's the halacha if a person's father comes to court, and this is a Shaliach Beis Din, can he punish his father or mother? It's also to hit anybody, and you're allowed to hit somebody in court. So the first opinion of Rosheshes is that you're allowed to hit a parent in court. It's not just in court. If he doesn't want to come to court, people sometimes shirk their legal responsibility. So the shaliach bezin can come to the person's home and force him to come to court. V'chule. So according to Rosheshes, a child can become a shaliach bezin to hit a parent. I think it's in a situation where he's trying to denigrate the Beis Din, and he's trying to fight with them, so he'll have to fight back, something like that. That's what I think. I'm not 100% sure. So the Gemara says, Tashma, Hayotzi lahare guva v'no v'kil l'chayev. If a person's father is on death row, and you hit the parent when he's on death row, you're chayev. So here, why you're chayev? So the Rav Chista seems to argue with the Rav Chista. The Rav Chista seems to assume that other people can hit the nidon, but the child can't become a shliach beis din to hit the nidon. The Gemara says, "What's the conclusion?" My Havei Allah, Amar Rabbi Barchan, Huna v'chein Tana Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara tells us that a child can become a shaliach beis din to hit a parent. It cannot, rather. Unless the parent was a missionary, tried to convince people to do avodah zarah, and that's a unique avera, then anybody can hit that person and punish him, even a child. So fundamentally, the Gemara seems to conclude like Rav Chista, that a child should not become a shaliach beis din to hit a parent. But Rav Sheshes, of course, argues and says, no, acher mi hitaro kavod shamayim adif, hachanami kavod shamayim adif. So what is the debate here between Amoraim of being a shaliach beis din, lahakos adif? So Rav Sheshes seems to be assuming, I think, that it's part of the general iser to hit a regular a person. Acher mi yitiro, kavod shamayim adif. There's iser to hit anybody, and this person is he's like anybody. So I would think probably the same like Rav Sheshes. It's not so mukhrach. Whereas if you hold like Rav Chista, you might say it's different from Rav Aim, and therefore, even though there's a heter to hit the nidon, a child shouldn't become a shaliach beis din to hit his parents. It's not mukhrach, certainly, but I think that Yisfara, certainly the Lashon of Rav Sheshes, is telling Acher Mitir, it's like anybody else. It's like anybody else, seeming that hitting a parent is like hitting anybody else. It happens to be it's a parent, so it's more chamur. But fundamentally, it's like anybody else, and therefore, the heter of Kavod Shamayim Adif would apply. Whereas, like I said, maybe Rav Sheshes argues, and says it's part of the world keeping up the aim, and therefore, there's a great difference between a parent and somebody else. It's true, you can't hit anybody. But for Shlech Besin, you're allowed to. But a parent, you wouldn't be allowed to hit in any circumstance. And the conclusion is, unless it's the case of a missionary where they're unique halachas, and we try to punish them very severely. Okay. Questions, comments? Ms. Zeder. Moving on, similar discussion. Hakas Aviv Rasha. There's a discussion in the Gemara, in Yavamos, we had in Daf Yomi not so long ago, Mishe Yesh lo ben mikol makom poter eishes aviv min hayibum, v'chayev al ma'akaso v'akolaso. The Mishnah tells us that if a person has any child, the child can't hit his parent. What do you mean, any child? So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Mikol makom l'suyei mai, amar Rav Yehuda, source number 12, l'suyei mamzer. That even if the parent was a terrible person who committed adultery, fathered a mamzer, so the mamzer still has to honor his parent. He can't hit his parent. So the Gemara says, v'chayev al ma'akaso amai, why you chayev? If the father is a Rasha, maybe it should be permissible to hit the father. So the Gemara seems to indicate that the prohibition to hit a Rasha is only limited to a case when he did Shuvah. If the father is still a Rasha, there's no special issur to hit a parent if the parent is a Rasha. That's what the Gemara seems to say in Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara I just quoted a few minutes ago in Sanhedrin seems to assume the opposite. Shaliach Bezdin is not supposed to hit the Nidon. The Nidon is a Rasha. And yet it's Aser. So Tosas asked the Kasha, Kasha Tshuva, Hada Amirim Perch Nechnakim, L'chol Eina Ben Asad, Shaliach Avi Lakoso, L'chol L'chutz Mi Mesis. So the Gemara says, Hasam Kasha Tshuva, the Tosas argue that, yes, yes. The Gemara tells us, Tosfos here tells us that the Gemara in Yevamos is the Iker, that really there's no Iser to hit a parent who's a Rasha. I, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says you can't be a Shalech Besen to hit the person on death row. That person did Shuva. It's true he committed murder, but he did Shuva. Once he did Shuva, so there's an Iser to hit him. That's what Tosfos gets out of it. Not all of the Rishonim accept this. It's a pretty big Kiddush. The Urayim, for example, says, so it's number 14, Famaka aviv rasha chayev afalgav de patrinan le'el mekalal dechsiv fa'am cholosar l'makshina akala klala. Says the Yireim, it's true that there's no iser to curse a parent who's a rasha, but there's still an iser to hit a parent who's a rasha. That's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Pashas of the Gemara, a child can't be a shalech bezin to hit a parent. Now if you look at the Rambam Shita, it's very interesting. The Rambam tells us, so for number 15, so we have so far a debate. The Tosva says that it's permissible to hit a parent as a rasha, and the Urayim says it's aser and you're chayiv. The Rambam says mishahayu avi v'imo rishayim gemurim v'ovrei averos afilu nigbar dinan lahariga v'hem yotzin laharik aser lakosan. The Rambam passes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that you can't hit a parent who's a rasha. But then the Rambam writes in verse number 16, v'amamzer chayiv v'kivra v'aim umora. The mitzvah of kavod applies to a mamzer. The Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of kavod even by Aviv Rasha. Afa pishu patra al-makasav kalasa. Actually, has a tshuva. So the Rambam seems to paskin both Gemaras. The Rambam says that it's aser to hit a parent who's a Rasha, but if you did, you're not chayiv. It's a middle shita. Tosaf says it's permissible. The Rambam says you're chayiv. And the Rambam says it's prohibited, but if you did it, you're not chayiv. The Rambam says, afilo hay Aviv Rasha v'alaviros mechavdo m'yitziyarim imen. Now, the reason I find this interesting is that the Rambam has an interesting shita about hitting any Jew. The Rambam says, in source number 17, it's not explicit, but there are many achronim who learn the Rambam holds that there's no iser to hit another Jew if he's not, if he's a Russian. Kol maka adam kasher mi Yisrael, bin katan v'gadol, bin ish bin isha derech nisayin, harizeh over v'losase. If you hit another Jew who's kasher, in a derech nisayin or a derech bizayin, you're violates v'losase, shema lo yosif, so there is a machlokas in Chorim Hanan and Rambam. The Rambam says if you can't hit a rasha, certainly you can't hit a tzaddik. At the same time, at the beginning, he says the isser is to hit adam kasher. So I think the main stream approach in this Rambam is that when you hit a chote is when you hit a chote after you gave him malchus, meaning you give the malchus to the person who's high malchus. If after you gave him 39 malchus, you're mosif, then he's not a chote anymore. So fundamentally, the iser for the Rambam is only to hit a kosher Jew. If you hit a Rasha, there's no lav. That's the way some achronim understand the Rambam. The Mabit assumes that way, and I think Marit, and I think that's the mainstream understanding. So what emerges about the Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam says on one hand, you have to honor a parent who's a Rasha. That was source number 16. Imams are chayiv kavod aveh. At the same time, the Rambam holds, if a person's a Rasha, there's no iser to hit them. So what emerges according to the Rambam? From the board over here, Aviv Rasha. Is there an iser to hit Aviv Rasha? So we have a debate here. On one hand, Tosfos assumes there's no iser, and the Urayim assumes there is an iser in Yerchayim. The Rambam has a middle shita, like I mentioned, prohibited to hit a parent who's a Rasha, but there's no chiyuv misa. So here you really have tzvei dinim. Why do you have tzvei dinim? Because the Rambam shita, there's no iser to hit a person, a regular Jew, if he's a Rasha. So the Rambam holds, if you hit a parent who's a Rasha, it's a aser. So what that proves the horror, it's not a dinim in chova. The Rambam holds, there's no chiyuv misa if you hit a parent who's a Rasha. But the Rambam holds it's prohibited to do so. Okay, if you look back again, source number 15. Ram says, "Mishayu aviv imor rishayim." Also, lakosin, you can't hit them. You can't hit them, and yet you're allowed to hit a person who's a Rasha. a regular person is a Rasha. So it's clear from the Rambam that the Isser is not just one of Makkah Chaveiro, because it's Usser to hit a parent's Rasha, even though it's permitted to hit a regular person who's a Rasha. And yet, the Rambam holds Rachai Misa. It's Usser to Sochi Misa, so it's what's interesting according to the Rambam, that it seems like there's faith in him, that there's a fundamental Isser still exists by a parent, because it's part of the world of Kimavayim. But the Onesh, excuse me, which is a little counterintuitive, because the Onesh is unique to a parent. So I'm not really sure how the Rambam thought of this construct, but what emerges is that the Isser applies to a parent who's a Rasha according to the Rambam, but the prohibition applies, but the Onesh doesn't. So just to put it on the board, if the Isser of Chovel Aviv is part of the regular Isser of Chovel Chavero, so if there's no Isser of Chovel Chavero, so Lachar should know Isser of Chovel Aviv. Tosaf says it's Mutter. Yireim holds, it's Aser. Yireim seems to hold, it's part of the world of Kimavayim. It's not connected. The Rambam, I think, is somewhere in the middle, where the Rambam is telling us, on one hand, the prohibition applies, but the punishment doesn't apply. If a person would hit a parent who's in Russia, they'd violate the law of Maka Aviv, but they wouldn't be Chayim Misa in that circumstance, which is, like I said, an interesting issue. I think that's what emerges according to the Rambam.
It's similar to the Havamina, as I said, the Havamina that you would be...
by a woman.
Yeah, that you wouldn't be chayav. I mean, playing with the question of whether there's a chiyuv, meaning, it's eventually correctly, once you pointed out, it wasn't a question of would it be permissible for a woman, it's would she be chayav mita. So
right.
It's like the baseline there is that there is
it's a prohibition, right. So it's another example where it's also, but there's nothing in it.
You're not having two halachot to hit it.
Right. In
a simple way of understanding the Rabbah, yeah. Which is speak about, but he says, kolak adam chashu Yisrael, he doesn't mean that it only applies to a tzaddik. He's just saying that it's not usher to hit anyone because you're supposed to hit a chote.
Right.
Right. So to exclude that case, he's saying kolak adam kashrei. But in a hanami, let's say someone's chai visas based in, you also can't hit him.
That's a machlokes achronim. Right, I'm making an assumption. I'm assuming
that
the
reason there's
iser
is because there's
an
iser to
everyone. Right. Then in economy, like anyway, that's different. Right, it would be less interesting, but maybe less pashas. I thought the pashas is that the kasher is meduyak that lafuke rasha, but you're saying that something.
But the
end
says all hosik
b'chaos achote,
so it sounds like
you're
still calling
the. Maybe it's
all
the hosik. I was saying
before.
Right, that's what the Gemara says. Kemish nikla. So that's Machlokes Achronim. The Ravina Kesef, Ravina Zov says like you.
What's the Kalzakomer? What's the
Yeah, but he was a person who was a Russian. Maybe I'm not sure. It's interesting. It's an interesting question. This Rambam is brought down by Shulchan Aruch, and they take out the word kasher. So the Shulchan Aruch seem to not think kasher is significant. But the Mabit and the Marit, who medayik like this in the Rambam, it's a Machlokes Achronim. If you assume like them, then this is an interesting shita.
I was just saying, you're trying to exclude the case.
It could be. Again, when I read this, I was a little bit surprised because you'd think it's asserted to anybody. We have some mitzvahs that apply only to non rishayim, but I didn't think Hakka would be part of that. There are Achronim assume that this way in the Rambam, but Einachanami. The next Nafkamin is a very, very surprising Shita the Chinuch. It's so surprising, some people actually deny it. The Chinuch discusses the possibility of self defense. If a person has a parent who's abusive, Rahman al-Islam, how do you deal with them? So usually the best thing to do is just to leave. The Gemara tells us that in Kiddushin. But if a person is being abused by a parent, are you allowed to hit back? So the Gemara says, the Chinuch rather says, in source number 18, Shalo yakeh aben aveim, vafilu imhem yaku osa hakar rabbi, even if the parents are abusing the child, b'chol zman shalo yisup nafsham hamiso, as long as it's not touching on pikuach nefesh, Shneimar umaka aviv v'imo mos yumas. So, yeah. Again, there is more a question of Zion, but the chinuch seems to be saying that you're not allowed to strike a parent even if they're abusing you, unless they're going to kill you. It's a very striking shita. No pun intended. Some people felt that this can't be, and they reinterpreted it, which might very well be. But the question is it's. What's the halacha in self-defense? Are you allowed to if somebody hits you, are you allowed to hit them back? So the Rosh writes explicitly in Pesachos Bava Kama, source number 19, if somebody hits you, you can hit them back. It's part of, it's just like when you get on a basketball court, there's mechila. So if somebody hits you, they know they're going to hit back. So there's no isser to hit. You don't have to turn the other cheek. That's not our religion.
What if the
from the kid,
You're talking from experience? The Gemara actually tells us that a parent shouldn't hit their kid because it's looking evil. The kid's already bigger, the kid might, you know, fight back. But, pardon?
If he's a gadol.
If he's a gadol, well, a gadol means 13. It could be gadol is already, you know, in our day and age, the kid's already 3. You can't hit them because, you know, I don't think you can't hit them at all, frankly. But anyway, Lemaisa, the question of the chinuch is a very interesting sheet here. Self-defense, source of fi. Haganah Atzmit. Can you hit a parent in self-defense? So if it's a regular Isser hitting a regular person, it's just there's more Chomer Isser because it's a parent, so it's obviously Mutter. And just like you're allowed to fight back if somebody attacks you, so you can hit a parent in self-defense. Where, yeah?
I understand the rush. A person can't be Chomer himself, so even if you're Moko, it doesn't help. So how does it help support? In fact, the person, other person started, so you're saying that it's like when you're playing basketball, you're assuming mechila, but mechila doesn't help by chavala.
So I think the mechila doesn't by chavala when it's like derech nitzayon. But
is it derech nitzayon?
What's the answer to question? You can't be rosha to cut off your finger, but on an injury you can. I can tell you to hit me. Thank you.
That's true for chol ba'atzmo also.
Yeah, chol there means like cutting your finger. I can't say cut my finger, you know, like Shylock, you know. But you can say. Just stop. Let's look at the Bava Kamma. Sadi Aleph or something. Okay, thank you. If the Isser to hit a parent is a din in Kiva Ve'ein, so then you can think in the direction of the Chinuch. And obviously, it's a big Kiddush to say what the Chinuch says, that you can't hit a parent even in self defense. But at least there is a possibility in thinking in the direction of the Chinuch. And the last afkmina I want to explore is the question of non-Jews. Are non-Jews obligated, or prohibited rather, from hitting their parents? So the Beis Hillel, this is Litta, I think 17th century, he was a Padayan in Vilna. So he writes, Aval gabi mekao maka aviv lo matzinu shum makom shebenoach mitzuvah. Goyim are not prohibited from hitting their parents. Well, Eino b'chal sheva mitzvos, it's not one of the seven mitzvos. Kizav gemara perek aramitzvos, asar mitzvos asar lo b'mara. We know that when you reached Mara, the Jewish people were given 10 mitzvos. V'chashiv sheva v'nei noach, dinim kivra ve'eim v'chule. So we received a couple of mitzvos before the Torah was given. One of them was kivra ve'eim, but that was unique for the Jewish people. Goyim aren't chayim kivra ve'eim, according to the Beis Hillel. And therefore, if you're not chayv in kivra ve'eim, he's assuming they're also not chayv in the isser of hakah, which is interesting. He's assuming it's connected to kivra ve'eim. If there's no kivra ve'eim, there's also no hakah. The Nachas ben Yamin, quoted before, seems to assume there's a connection to kivra ve'eim, but he thinks that goyim are chayv in kivra ve'eim. Just like they're chayv in kivra ve'eim, they're also chayv not to hit their parents. Nira l'manda amar, dafni noach mitzava kivra ve'eim. This is a debate. The Gaonim bring down a list of 30 mitzvahs goyim are chayv in, and kivra ve'eim is on that list. Even if you hit them without a chabura, the asharas pratis amaka aviv dafka v'osa chabura leka. The darash dim eino inyan pesina niskayish halachazu. We've noach nemar stam kavid zavicha. V'akal kol aviv havali lav havalcha esay to kavid. V'alos sakim losakala lav havalcha esay lavu. Shuachin nidun b'neinoch misa v'maka aviv afilu below chabura. So the Nachas ben Yamin thinks that goyim are chayiv, and they're chayiv even more than Jews. By Jews, there's no issue if you don't draw blood. And yet, by goyim, you're chayiv misa even if you don't draw blood. How does he know you're chayiv? Because he assumes they're chayiv in kivra ve'eim. So the Nachas ben Yamin and the Beis Hillel are both assuming that whether or not a goy is chayiv in kivra ve'eim is going to dictate whether or not they're chayiv in isser of maka aviv. That obviously is assuming that it's part of the world of kivra ve'eim. So right over here, Nachas ben Yamin and the Beis Hillel, they have opposite assumptions, but the yesod that they both agreed to is that Makava Avivo is part of the world of Kivra Ve'eim. And therefore, whatever you think about Goyim, Michaev, and Kivra Ve'eim will dictate whether or not they're included in the law of Maka Avivo. Nachas ben Yamin is a chiddush that even if they don't drop blood, they're chayiv. It's more chomer.
Is that what the simulation of the Noach that across the board, they're chayiv? And would that be different than the question I asked previously about for us whether there might possibly be...
Right, he touches on the question you raised earlier. He seems to assume that by a Jew, there's no law. It sounds like there's no law. Does haras pratis amaka aviv dafka us chabura? The Nachas Ben assumes that if you don't draw blood, there's no special issue to hit a parent. But he says by a goy it would be that case. By a goy it would be.
Is it a special issue, or that even regular kibbutz of a name might be chayv misa? Like everything is chayv misa for a name.
Well, that is also true that the goyim are chayv misa on everything. Anything that are usher to do, they're chayv misa for. Exactly. So he assumes this is one of the Sheva mitzvahs or another one that they're chayv in. It's not just Sheva. It's not. But the Gaonim have a list, expanded list. Right. There's an expanded list that some of the Gaonim bring down. The Ran in Sanhedrin has an interesting idea. He says, Kusi Shika Yisrael Chayv Misa. It's a Gemara. If a Goy hits a Jew, it's Chayv Misa. It's a very strange Gemara. So the Ran says, Mashmat Demin Gezel. It's because when you hit somebody, you're stealing. And a Goy is Chayv Misa on stealing. Demali Chaval Leguf, Demali Chaval Mamono. Lafize, Loshna Kusi, Loshna Yisrael, Shavin Kedavar. Ve'od, Ve'heche Alfinan, Mimitzri, Shika Esi Ish Ivri, Veshneim Hu B'nei Noah. So the Ran suggests that if one... strikes, if a goy hits another goy, he's also chayav misa. Because when you hit somebody, you steal from them. What's the difference? You steal their wallet, you steal their health. Now they have some type of petza. So the Ran assumes that a goy who hits a parent, or anybody for that matter, would be chayav misa. The reason I'm bringing this Ran is that if you want to assume that it's a din chol v'chavero, so if you hold that goyim are chayv in chol chavera like the Ran does, then you can be chayv. So either way, you can be chayv a goy in the iser of hakaz aveim. The Beis Hillel or the Nachas Ben Yamin says you're chayv because it's part of kibur aveim. And according to Ran, it makes a lot of sense to say that if you hit a parent, you're chayv because of gezel. It's not because of kibur aveim, but because of gezel, kind of a backdoor chayv. So what we saw here was. Well, a goy is chayv mita on gezel. That's the chiddush. It's a backdoor. It's a backdoor chiyuv. It's not. Was the question of whether or not the iser of hakas aveim is really an iser of part of the world of kibud aveim, or really it's part of the world of make chavero in general? And I explored a couple of nafkaminas to this question. I just want to conclude with a Malbim, this past week's Parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim, although coming those in America, it's next week's Parsha, deals with the mitzvah of Mora, Ish Ima Aviv Tirav, Sosei Tishmaro. The Malbim writes, Farbi Arti, Sosei 23, B'sefer Torah Mitzvah, Shem Mitzvah Skivir Ave'im, Mitzvah Shabbos, what's the juxtaposition in the Pasuk, Ish Ima Aviv Tirav, Sosei Tishmaro? What's the connection between Shabbos and Mor Aveim? Shayachim Zelaze. Kibashesh Yimei Amaisa Himsi Ha'ishim. Hashem created the world and man in Maisa Bereshis. V'im lo haya shoveis v'im lachto haya mamsi ha'ishim tamir. God rested. And by resting, he commanded man to continue to create. We're created with Tzelem Elokim. We're here to create. God ceased to create, and we're commanded to continue to create. If Hashem didn't rest, they would never have parents. Hashem would be constantly creating. Because Hashem decided to rest, he gave man the ability to create and the responsibility to create. Right? And the parents and the Kadosh Baruch Hu together create man. The parents give the body, Hashem gives the soul. And therefore there's a connection between the Pasuk of Kibur Aveim and Shabbos, that because of Shabbos, we have to honor parents. Because of Shabbos, we have parents. Because of Shabbos, people are commanded to procreate and to continue to create. this Shavsos Haitishmoro. So I guess on a basic level, the Kibbutz of Aim is Hakar Satov. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our parents. But of course, in my case, it's not just that my parents brought me into this world and also educated me and continue to do so, and I feel very grateful my father's here and very connected to my mother, Lea Shalom. And I want to thank you all for coming to this Yorzeit Shir. I'm going to make a siyum now. Those on Zoom.